And now for our short, snappy, two-minute edited highlight interview on importing and exporting in association with sponsors, Alibaba.com.
I'm Richard Gross, our director of Andrew James Fording. We are a company which specialises in the moving of goods from China and India to UK and Ireland. Email and internet is a great way of getting an introduction to find people you would never find before. The other people to use, which we find are very good, the UK Trade and Investment, at the Chamber of Commerce and the World Trade Centre's organisations are very good. So we are indeed a member of Alibaba.com. We have been since the company was formed. We use it as an advertising place for our services from China and India back to the UK. There are other ways, such as letters of credit, you can arrange with your banks, whereby the money is released once the correct documentation and everything's been filed. But of course, it's only really economical letter of credit if you're importing a large value of goods. For a couple hundred dollars, it's just not worth doing. So if you're an export or even thinking about exporting, get in touch with your local department, because there are grants available to help fund trips to several market areas, and free money from the government is always worth taking. For people who are importing, you're just going to have to go do your homework. So, I mean, in the past, people have speculated over what they can bring in and thinking that might sell. I would say, unless you've got a lot of money, if you've got the money you can afford to have stock kicking around, then definitely I would make certain you know your market. The other thing to look at, if you're importing a bit more than a few pallets, is looking at possibly your supply chain. Small companies like ourselves are now looking to integrate into supply chain. You can bring just odd pallets through, and we can, once you've got your shipping line go through, you keep your stock down to a minimum.
So there we are, a lot of really, really useful practical advice from Richard Gross in the full interview, which I'll put a link to in the show notes. In the meantime, do head over to smallbizpod.co.uk, click on the Alibaba.com banner and check out the site if you're at all interested in importing or exporting. It's a fantastic resource for discovering contacts and products and services. So do head over there. Thanks very much.